Hello and welcome to this episode of Demystified as we explore home cooking in a modern world. I'm Linda and I'm here with Paul. Hello, Paul.
Where's my friend?
Well, I was going to say that and then I thought, oh, I might just, you said be speedy. So I'm economizing. How are you going?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, very good. It's the end of a long day.
Yeah, really. It's
and this is unusual for us to do it this time, but we are doing it this time.
We're committed.
And
to the cause.
You have a topic.
Topics is what they call
it. Well,
that's my nickname. Topics.
Is it? It's not what I'd heard on the anyway.
Well, and you, to be fair, and don't take this the wrong way, but I think this is a subject that you will have some experience in that may have some quite a bit of skill in.
Okay.
Some history in.
Uh-oh. Mistakes?
No.
How to recover from mistakes?
No,
okay.
So this is a cooking-related something you would actually cook. So, as you know, over the past fortnight-ish, right? So, I've been doing quite a few very long days, late nights.
I do know that.
Right. And so, even throughout the history of my restaurant life, right, late nights were a common thing. Right? I would sometimes get home at sort of midnight, 2 in the morning, and then you'd be back up at 7. Off to work again, and just that's the life, and that is what it is. And people often ask me, okay, so what do you cook when you get home? Now, these days I'm in the, I think, a luxurious position of having relatively consistent, I get to go home and cook nice dinners and have time to spend, which previously for 30-odd years I didn't. But every now and again I get these runs of having to do late nights. So people say to me, what do you get home? So I've been spending the last, and this is not a word of a lie, right? I've been spending the last 12 months looking at different ways and different techniques and different methods to get the perfect, and I mean perfect, toasted sandwich done. So for our American listeners, you will know this is a grilled cheese. I think this is sort of your terminology for it. And it's not so much about the filling. Right, it's actually how you get to the end result of having something like super melty, cheesy, delicious, super crusty, crispy, all sorts of different brands, all sorts of different techniques. We know, like when we were kids, what they were called jaffles, right?
Yes.
And we
yes.
had a round jaffle maker that would go over the fire.
As did we.
Right. Mm-hmm. And now you get like, and they're not a sandwich press. Sandwich press is different.
No, it's not.
And now you get jaffle makers, which you can put up to sort of 4 sort of standard sandwich, you know, sandwich loaf type bread in and close them up and let them sort of do the work for you and supposedly toast them up perfectly. So there's lots of ways that you can go about it. But anyway, the reason I bring it up is that that is my go-to when I get home from a late night of work, like because it doesn't particularly take long. It's not a lot of effort and time, but you can make them quite delicious. And to be honest, my go-to is like tinned Serena tuna and olive oil, pickled jalapenos and cheese, right? That's my, like, I love that. It's quite delicious. But anyway, I'm more interested in how you go about getting the perfect golden brown crust, the perfect crispy color on even like crappy store-bought supermarket bread, because sometimes I don't have like a nice life of sourdough. Sometimes I do. And that does affect the end outcome. But the technique is where it lies, is what I've discovered. And I've discovered, I think, the perfect technique. So my first question before I kick off with what the perfect technique is, what is your technique, though?
Well, my technique has varied over the years.
Ah, see? I knew you would have some insight and input to join in on this actual cooking episode of Demystified.
Paul, when do I not have an opinion about something?
Opinions, yeah, okay.
Yes, but my technique when I was young and sometimes our round jaffle iron was not practical because we had, when I was a kid, an electric stove.
We used to put ours over the electric stove too, for memory.
We didn't. We had ours. And it was blackened on the outside from using in the fire when we had open fires. But if we didn't have an open fire, which often we didn't at lunchtime when if I was home from school, so the toasted sandwich would be made in the fry pan.
Yes.
Butter on the outsides.
Yes.
Filling in the middle.
Yes.
and it would be toasted slowly until it got golden on both sides and then flipped over.
Yes.
As I matured and had to move out on my own when I was about 18 to go to university, we had a gas stove, so I pilfered the round jaffle maker from home and used that over the gas flame in the shared house that I was living in, and that's how I made them.
How do you make them now, or do you make them?
I do. It's one of Doug and my favourite lunches, particularly on a cold day. We have
bowl of tomato soup, toasted cheese sandwich.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Predictable. I know that.
But it's like, true. Tomato soup or hot soup.
Yeah.
Toasted cheese sandwich.
So how do you do your toasted cheese sandwich?
Now it's because we don't have those, and I think my brother's now got the Jaffa line. We do it under the grill because we don't have.
And how and do you find that as a result?
No, not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It doesn't get the filling inside as hot as it used to when I fry pan them or I use the Jaffa.
Yeah. So, and one of the sort of related things to this is for quite a long period of time, back in the early days of commie steam ovens being brought to market, one of the big things was a toasted sandwich in your commie steam oven.
Right? I do remember those demonstrations.
Yeah. And I always thought it was, okay, yeah, fine, it's doable, but realistically it's doable in pretty much any oven. The end results, okay, you might get a bit of variance, but I couldn't see if I was a customer and I was putting my customer's hat on, I couldn't see how a toasted sandwich is going to convince me to spend $5,000 to $7,000 on an oven, right? It just didn't make sense to me. I think they needed to show more than just that. But different brands, different thoughts, different people, you know, decide what's right for them. But I never sort of really went down that path. Now, I'm not saying it's not valid, right? It's fine. There are potential benefits to doing a toasted sandwich like that, but they are nowhere near, and I've tried it because I, funnily enough, have access to quite a few stone ovens. I've also tried that. Funnily enough, I am nowhere near the end result of what my technique is. And funnily enough, what the funniest thing is that your technique, back when you're at university, is the technique.
What?
So there is an argument to be had of butter first or after, but nonetheless, if anyone wants to know how to do the perfect grilled cheese, and what I suggest that you do for sheer evenness, if you have induction, it is the best, right? So gas is much harder because with gas, you have a concentrated heat source in the middle of the fry pan, and that temperature right underneath that is going to be different to the outside edges, right? So unless you're doing singular small sandwiches roughly the same size as your gas burner, you are going to get inconsistent results, even turned down nice and low. So induction is the absolute must way to go for this to work, right? So if you have induction, give this a go. The trick also, and maybe, okay, before I get into what the trick is, so when you did your fry pan toasted sandwiches, did you put your fry pan on, turn it on, make the toasted sandwich, put it in the fry pan hot?
Sometimes, but most times.
University student.
I know. This is when I was at home. This is when we had those old-fashioned fry pans that you would plug in, the electric one.
Oh, that's not a fry pan.
What's that?
I don't know what that thing is, but it's not.
And it was fairly, what I liked about it was a fairly big square.
Yeah.
And you could often make a few sandwiches. You could put four, sometimes more, sandwiches in.
Yeah.
At once.
Yeah. You realise that was just an electric heat element.
Yes, I do. And it didn't cook. And I do remember it not, we had to turn them around.
Yeah.
When there was more than a couple. So I do remember that. But it was that because we could, as I said, we had an electric.
I'm talking about a traditional fry pan, right? That you would fry a piece of fish in. This is what I do. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but the trick here is, and funnily enough, my wife said to me the other night when I came home late, because I make my toasted sandwich, I put it on, and then I go and sit on the couch. And she's like, I can't believe how patient you are with the toasted sandwich. And I'm like, yes, but here's the thing, right? We often think of something like a toasted sandwich as a quick, convenient product, right? End result, let's just get it done,
Correct.
Right, fine. If you take the time to do it, as I'm about to tell you to do it, it is so much better. So you make your toasted sandwich, put your frying pan on your induction, cold.
Alrighty.
Okay. And then I'll hazard a guess, like, let's say most induction cooktops, the majority of them work on a numbered scale, which is a intensity of energy being put into the air, generally between 1 and 9, right? And some have a power boost setting that you can really pump some serious energy into. Now, for it to toast, right, and get super crispy, I still think that you need some sort of fat element, so butter on the outside of your bread. I prefer it, and I've tried both ways, I prefer it to butter first, right? So I make my sandwich, and then I butter the top of the sandwich, and then I flip it on the cold fry pan, and then I turn my induction cooktop on, and I turn it on to setting somewhere around 4 or 5. This is where I'm still, yeah, not 100%, but I'm think setting 5, right? And then walk away.
So I was you. I remember going to those demonstrations with the steam oven, thinking, why would I spend that amount of money?
Yeah.
Something I can make toasted sandwiches where I'm pretty happy with the old way I did them.
Yeah.
But I can now see the benefit of buying an induction cooktop to make a toasted sandwich.
So induction cooktops do it a lot more than just a toasted sandwich.
But they are a staple in all of our families.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go,
yeah,
a toasted sandwich.
And given that induction cooktops is a general rule, right, not all, but as a general rule.
Absolutely.
They have, you know, bridge zones or flexible zones that you can put a large rectangular teppanyaki-type plate on top of them. In essence, you could do 6. Standard bread size, you know, sandwich loaf from the supermarket, you could do 6 toasted sandwiches perfectly if you follow this 10-10. Right. So, setting 5, cold pan, butter side down, and then you butter the other side while the butter side down is down. So, you've got an unbuttered side facing you. So, you butter that side. And then you give it a good, and I mean a good, 8 to 12 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
So, you're only in a low setting. Now, the thickness of your pan is going to play a part in this because that will also dictate how long it takes the heat to penetrate. But what I found is the slower, gradual increase of the temperature makes it crispier, right, over a period of time, right? Not trying to speed it through, over a period of time, makes it super crisp. And then once you're satisfied that you've got the nice, perfect golden brown, and when I say crisp, I mean like crispy crisp. Golden brown color, flip it, turn it down one level. Because the pan's already got heat in it, right, and it's gradually headed up to that point, you need to turn it back down.
Makes sense.
Right, and then leave it for about half the time that you cooked the first side for. Now, it's also important to note that the first side you should have, in this order, butter, bread, cheese. And then whatever ingredients afterwards, right? You need the cheese to heat slowly with the bread and the toast, the bread and the butter and the pan to heat slowly to get the perfect melt without it splitting, okay? While this is sounding all science-y, I promise you I've spent a year on this, right?
Wow.
So flip it half the time that you cooked it for on the second side and take off the heat, cut it, eat it. It will be, I promise you, the best grilled cheese, toasted sandwich, whatever you want to call them, you'll ever have. Ever.
Okay. That's a challenge.
Obviously, bread, like, makes a difference, right? So, but let's not rubbish ourselves and why, right? There is a shitload of, like, Wonder White sold all across the world, right? People use it, beat it. You don't have to get the fanciest bread ever to make a good toasted sandwich. Yes, it does make them nicer, like a really good sourdough, but the same technique, right? Really good sourdough makes a really nice toasted sandwich. A cheap butter loaf makes it, you know, lots of bread makes good toasted sandwiches, but I've also been using just standard shop or I will say that seeded loaves don't work as well. Right.
Okay.
But, you know, a rye, like anything, just follow that technique.
Wow.
And it will be a gift.
Okay.
Like, and it's so good.
I do know you like your toasties, as do we all.
Yeah.
As do we all.
But why not? Like, you're okay. talking a maximum of sort of like, usually we want them to get done. Like, we have an electric, you know, toasting machine, which my mother-in-law bought for us because my wife said, well, when we have toasties, we can never have them together because you're always dicking around with a fry pan doing two at a time. And I'm like, yeah, but they're so much better. So we got a four sandwich Jaffle press, if you like, so we could have them together. But the results are nowhere near as good. Like, so I refuse now to use that thing because I just can't.
So the two people you live with, your wife and your child, they get the other ones and you get the.
I mean, you see, here's the funny thing. So every now and again, my child will, like, you know, for a lunch, as you give a kid, they get some fruit, a juice box and a toasted sandwich, right? He now requests pan-fried toasted sandwich.
Of course he does, because your son is a chip smart. Off the old block.
But nonetheless, he
has a very good palate, your son.
Nonetheless, toasted sandwiches, fry pan, start cold, bring your temperature up gradually, up to about setting 5, flip it down to setting 4, half the time you cook the first time at 4. Unbelievably good. Unbelievably good.
No, it's very interesting.
And do you know what I'm going to do to prove it? Over the next, like, within the next month, I'll invite you and Doug over for soup and toasted sandwiches on a cold Sunday because we're going to eat to winter.
Well, we could do it here.
No, it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
At our place. And you can then report back. So stay tuned. In a month's time, Linda is going to report back. And I'm not going to do anything. Like, I'm not going to get some super fancy cheese or anything like that. We'll just get
standard bread.
Standard bread. And you guys can decide.
Because that would be the lunch that Doug and I go out for. If we're out and about shopping and we just want to have a quick bite, it's always a toasty with a milkshake. Toasty and a coffee.
That's a milkshake.
Okay. Yeah. Doug's a milkshake boy. Toasty and a coffee, toasty and a milkshake, but a toasty. We don't look for big, heavy meals at lunch.
I remember I used to go to a pub called the Drunken Poet, which was down the road from where I used to live. Fantastic little bar. And they didn't serve any food other than ham, cheese, tomato, toasted sandwiches. And they would just churn them out. They are a big favourite. Yeah, huge favourite. So anyone at home, try, even if you've got a gas stove, okay, you're going to have to keep a bit more of an eye on it, but try starting with a cold pan, bringing the temp up gently. It changes everything about a toasting.
I look forward to that challenge and reporting back. But it's an interesting one that I wonder what our listeners will have an opinion of, whether they've tried that or what their perfect method is for doing a toasted sandwich. I'd also like to know the fillings, because there's a strong opinion. We have a friend, James, who his favourite filling would be baked beans, tin baked beans or tin spaghetti with Worcestershire sauce on the outside after it's all cooked and the fillings inside.
Can you make it red soggy?
Not when it's all crispy. A little bit, but he loves the taste of it. We all have favourite kind of ways of doing.
I'm sorry, James, but that sucks.
And my favourite would be cheese and Vegemite or cheese and ham.
Yeah, well, cheese and ham's a classic. Cheese and Vegemite, for people overseas, they're not going to understand that. But, yeah, that's delicious.
Yep.
Yeah, because you get the saltiness.
The saltiness
Yeah, that's really good. But, anyway,
I'm impressed with that.
Because it was just the other night that I had a toast here. I went, you know what, I've now got it down pat. And I'm not suggesting that anyone should change the way they're doing their toasties if they like them the way they are. Just give this a go because it's like, yes, it takes longer, but give it a go. Well, worth a try.
I'm looking forward to being able to do it.
Get an induction cooktop at home.
Maybe this is how we convince Doug to have lunch at yours with you and Em and the little fella.
Yeah.
And then I can convince my big fella that now's the time to change.
Yeah. Let's invest in toasties.
Yes.
That should be a t-shirt. Anyway, there we go. That was my topic for today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Get into it. Try a toastie like that. change your life.
And I'd love to know from our listeners if you can spend a few minutes just telling us what your favorite method is on your favorite filling.
And it's also an awesome, vehicle leftovers.
They are fantastic vehicles for leftovers.
Like a leftover roast white pork or roast beef, or they're really good vehicles for leftover.
And on a cold day, they are brilliant. And not just having toast with soup, having a toasty with soup just elevates it.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Or
well, thank you. Or grilled, grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Toasty.
Sucky. Same time. Anyway.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, I don't know that I'm, you
know. No, but it's
nothing groundbreaking, but nonetheless.
No, but
it's good to like delve into different ways of doing things and then finding what's perfect.
In parts of Australia, this will be quite controversial.
Wow.
But that's what you like. A little bit of controversy. Yes, you do.
Okay, sure.
You do. Well, thank you for that.
No worries.
And until next time, happy cooking, everybody.
Happy toasting, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this podcast as we explore home cooking in a modern world. We'd love you to subscribe, and for more information, please go to our website, cookingwithsteam.com.